This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're now entering our next module in our financial education with Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, Finances and the Single Parent. Very, very helpful indeed. Understanding the issues, first of all, it's got to be tough. I'm sure that's basically the issue. It's got to be really tough.
Well, according to ABS stats, there's 486,000 families that are in single parent families, and about one in five children are from a single parent family, and that and because of that, there's actually significant issues that they face. So when I became aware of this when I read a book called Finance and the Single Parent by Larry Burkett, and he was he's now passed away, but he was one of the co-founders of Crown. And once I read it, I thought, wow, I just can't put this down and not do something about it. So what I started to do is actually interview single parents both inside and outside the church to find out, you know, what the real ground issues were. And what I found is actually that they were so exhausted that they didn't have any creative energy to be able to perhaps even look at doing a budget or anything like that. And so they really need help with some basics. One of them, I remember one single parent we interviewed, and it was just this fence that was causing her a lot of headache, and it was a retaining wall, and it was just so huge because she couldn't manage it. It was just too big for her. So we just went and helped her, and we just picked up the bill for that. And one of the things that she said in her thank you note was actually, thank you for restoring hope. So with single parents, it's actually restoring hope to know that they can be helped and also working in the practical.
So for single parents listening to this who are in a bit of financial trouble at the moment, the key thing there is that, you know what, there is help. You're not stuck. You're not stranded where you're at.
Yeah, exactly. And I would say, I know one of the a church community would be a great way to actually look at some help. And I'm not talking about handouts here either, because that really doesn't help anyone in the long term as well. I'm talking about some practical needs. So Kev's a builder, so we thought, great. And he's talked to some other people, and they're actually willing to get on board with that as well, in order to help single parents. So that's the issues. So the issues are is that it seems overwhelming, and where they're going to get help. And most single parents, I would say, don't want to appear needy, so they don't actually ask. And as a person in a couple, we're probably not too attuned to actually looking out for those needs in a single parent either.
Mm.
You know, and if they don't ask, then how are we going to know?
Mm.
And that's what I found is, one, is they need to ask, and two, we need to be attuned to it as well. So what I did with this single parent, I asked them to be specific. What do you actually need? I need my fence fixed. Okay, let's fix the fence. From then, this lady was actually out of a job. She'd been out of a job for probably 6-7 months. At least, actually, had gone through a bit of depression and health issues. And as a result of that, the restoring that hope, she was able to get a job, and it goes from there. So it elevates them. And just by coming in and actually just helping and lifting them.
Wow. Well, certainly sounds encouraging. Sounds like there's lots of advice out there. Over the coming weeks, we're going to talk about the steps and places to go.
Yeah, yep.
Excellent. Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.